This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Donald Trump's campaign said it raised $50.5 million on Saturday, a staggering reported haul as his campaign works to catch up to the fundraising juggernaut of President Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
People are just wanting change. Rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughingstock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly. And this has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again.
The reported haul from the event was major donors at the Palm Beach, Florida home of billionaire investor John Paulson sets a new single event fundraiser record and it's almost double the $26 million the Biden's campaign said it raised recently at a gathering with former President Bill Clinton. U.S. Secretary of State Janet Yellen met Chinese Premier Li Qiang in Beijing on Sunday and sent a message of mutual cooperation despite the nation's differences. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
I believe that over the past year, we've put our bilateral relationship on a more stable footing. This has not meant ignoring our differences or avoiding tough conversations. It has meant understanding that we can only make progress if we directly and openly communicate with one another.
Yellen is on a five-day visit to China, saying talks with officials would tackle a top Biden administration complaint that Beijing's economic model and trade practices put American companies and workers at an unfair competitive disadvantage. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is VOA News. In Togo, civil society and opposition parties are calling for protests next week against delayed legislative and regional elections. This after they rejected a recent constitutional amendment that approves of a parliamentary system of governance to replace the current presidential system. They condemned the move as a constitutional coup by the ruling party aimed at ensuring that President Faure Gnassingbé stays in power for years to come. The presidency announced the coming April 20th parliamentary and regional polls are postponed but gave no new date for the vote. Farida Bemba Narumbema is the director of the Togolese Civil League. She spoke with VOA's Peter Clotty.
The civil society call for the mass protest all falls within a strategy to defeat the arbitrary decision that they made, but also resisting and defying the regime which has made it impossible for Togolese citizens over the past years to exercise their freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, and freedom of the press. Because Togo, under the rule of Faure Gnassingbé, has systematically banned any form of gathering in our country since 2018, following the 2017 uprising that saw hundreds of thousands of Togolese citizens protest for months.
Farida Bemba Narumbema is the director of the Togolese Civil League. A Soyuz capsule carrying three crew from the International Space Station landed safely in Kazakhstan. Associated Press correspondent Rika Ann Garcia has more.
And we have touchdown.
The Soyuz capsule returned from the International Space Station with Russian cosmonaut Oleg Novitsky, Belarusian Marina Vasilevskaya, and U.S. astronaut Laurel O'Hara aboard. According to NASA, O'Hara spent a total of 204 days in the International Space Station. Novitsky and Vasilevskaya blasted off to space on March 23, 2023, 2 days later than initially planned, which caused some delays. The space station is now one of the last remaining areas of collaboration between Russia and the West. NASA and its partners hope to continue operating the orbiting outpost until 2030. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
A raft of agreements between African countries and Dubai-based company Blue Carbon could give the company control over large swaths of land for conservation projects. In Liberia, 10% of the country's land is to be signed away, and 20% in Zimbabwe. For more, visit voanews.com. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.